Item two, on preparation for the performance evaluation discussion, Commissioner Wecker, did you want to throw out your ideas that you were thinking about or lead this?
Could I give a little...
I think Phil was Director...
Oh, Phil's going to... Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Director Anderson.
Suggestions?
It's off to you then, Director Anderson.
So the purpose of the agenda item here on today, in today's discussion, is to just orient the commissioners on what to anticipate and how we've laid the agenda out for next for your next meeting as it relates to the performance evaluation of the director, as well as the next step of looking ahead for the development and for the next performance agreement and what how that would look. So you'll see in your agenda, if you haven't looked at it, that the it's broken into two pieces. The first piece, which is the executive session that's on Friday afternoon, will be where we'll meet in, as it says, in the executive session to discuss my performance over the course of the last 12 months or so, and given that it took us about 6 months to get this one put together, and so we would be working from the existing performance agreement. You'll have that in your notebook that Tammy's going to be mailing out later today, and just as a reminder, the current performance agreement has three different pieces to it. It has the agreement itself, which has part one is the roles and responsibilities, part two, communication, action, and strategies, and part three is the performance evaluation process. And then the second piece is what we call attachment A. It has several different components to it, including executive conduct, resource management expertise, collaboration and communication competencies, with several subcategories under that. And then the third piece is what is addendum B, which is a list of key areas or priorities that we collectively aligned with our 2013-15 strategic plan. So they're linked to the four goals of our strategic plan, which are to conserve and protect native fish and wildlife, provide sustainable fishing, hunting, and other wildlife-related recreational commercial experiences, promote a healthy economy, protect community character, maintain overall high quality of life, and deliver high quality customer service. And then the fourth piece is build an effective and efficient organization by supporting our workforce, improving business processes, and investing in technology. So those are the four goal areas that are in our strategic plan, and the priority areas fall under those four categories, of which there are a total of 39 specific activities that are under those four different goal areas. So that's what we'll be taking a look at our executive session. There will be an additional piece where went through and looked at each one of those 39 priority areas, and give you a brief summary of how we're doing in those 39 areas, and whether we're on track or we're not, or somewhere in between. So we'll be talking about those. So all four of those pieces, again, the agreement, along with the two attachments, A and B, and then the fourth piece, the report that I will produce, will all be in your briefing book, so you can have a look at those and be prepared to have that conversation under the executive session. Then the second piece is on Saturday at 9 o'clock, the strategic priorities discussion. And if I misrepresent this, or there's something to be added, particularly from Commissioner Wecker, thinking here is I'll be bringing forward essentially an attachment B that will be updated, And we'll likely have some additions to the 39 categories that are in our current agreement, remembering that the strategic plan covers 13 and 15, and so a lot of those priority areas are ones that I envision that will continue to be priority areas. And then there may be some additional areas of particular concern that you have, that I have, that we'll want to incorporate in Attachment B. So under that agenda item, the strategic priorities discussion will be looking at the existing priorities, and we'll be discussing what additional priorities we may want to add to that list. And there may be several of those that are on that list that have been completed, so it's not necessarily every item wouldn't necessarily add to the list of 39. But I think it's fair to say that, fair to assume that what you'll see from me with some of my thoughts is that we would be adding some additional priority activity areas to the current list and probably taking a couple of those off in cases where they've been completed. So want to make sure that you as commissioners come to that portion of our discussion prepared with your ideas on where particular areas of focus for the director during the next year would be placed. So I'll stop there. And
any questions from the commission?
Mr. Vice Chair, let me add my two cents, which is I had a conversation with the director and a deputy director, I think it was a couple weeks ago, whether to begin involving the commission in conversation about strategic priorities without having given us extensive or any kind of briefing ahead of time, but I thought it might be useful for us to have a period of time since the rest of the agenda will be completed by the end of Friday. I thought this gave us the time to ask commissioners to think for themselves, think about what they see as burning topics, the top 10 list in their minds coming from various places in the state. We're composed as a body in order to bring diversity to the table. And if there's any function for the commission, it is at this higher altitude of more global thinking about problems that we see emerging. Vantage points, perspectives that we can bring to the table. So that's what this discussion period will be for. I really want you to think for yourselves and bring your thoughts, bring your perspectives to us. That's what I hope to accomplish here. And of course, we don't have to figure out how to address any of these burning topics. Just let us know what you think the most important things to work on are.
Thank you. That makes good logic. Any other comments from commissioners on the chair's thoughts or the director's review? Then hearing none, thank you, Director Anderson. We'll look forward to that next week. And thank you, Chair Wecker, for that, because I think all of us should be thinking about what you said, coming in with some of the issues from our respective areas of the state that we at least want to start to put forth. So that's the homework assignment.